What does it mean to grow as a man following Christ? Well, today we're going to be talking about faith, men, and the Fosbury Flop on this episode of the Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. You know, this week we're going to start a four-part series in today's first session, first part. It's called Faith, Men, and the Fosbury Flop. And what we're going to be talking about is really growing as a man following Christ. It seems pretty routine, but let me just give you a couple of things I hope that will help you out. You know, the first thing, if you've been on men's ministry at all for any length of time, you have probably come across this verse, 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 and 14, and it says, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. And then verse 14 says, let all that you do be done in love. So there's two parts really that I want you to remember. And one is that we are to act like men. Now, the world has its own ideas about what manhood is anymore. It's very different than I think that what I envisioned or was taught when I was growing up. But still, God is very clear, and he wants us to be like men, to act like men, to be strong. But then he says, let all that you do be done in love. And that's a template straight from Christ, because Christ himself was all man. He was all God, but he was all man. And everything he did was in love. And so that's the template that we have. But then I want to also say that the objective that we have in doing this is to grow as a man following Christ. And I think we also have an example from Scripture as we look at David. And David was imperfect, as you and I are. But one thing that's amazing is what God said about him. He says that he was a man after God's own heart. But let me tell you something else. If you look at Acts chapter 13, verse 22, consider this. If you had anybody to testify on your behalf, who would you want? And what would they say? Even in your imperfection, who would that person be and what would they say? Well, Acts 13, 22 says, after removing Saul, he made David their king. And it says, God testified concerning him, meaning David. It says that I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, and he will do everything I want him to do. So right there, David was imperfect. We know that. We've read Scripture. We know his story. We know the mistakes that he made, the things that he did, the sin. And yet God says right here, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. And it says that he testified concerning him. And why do we think that we're so different, that we have done something so bad that God wouldn't testify on our behalf, when in fact, through Christ, he has? So again, the objective is to grow as a man following Christ. And the biggest thing we can do in our growth is understanding who we are in Christ. Well, let me just tell you, when I think of what a real man is in the faith, I think of a few things. One, I think he takes his responsibility as a follower of Christ very seriously. He's willing to obey. He's willing to work. He anticipates future reward. His eyes are not set on the earth. They're set on heaven. He has a heavenly motive for what he does. I think we also realize that the enemy is, like Scripture says, he's lurking about, seeking who he can devour. So we can't go through life knowing that there's an enemy and not put up a fight. Because every day we wake up and we're challenged by life. But we have to fight. But the great thing is we're not left to our own devices. And we'll talk a little bit about that in a little bit. But we're not left to our own devices. And then another thing, I think, just about what it means to follow Christ and to grow as a Christ follower, is that we have to learn to lead with courage, not passively. That we lead knowing the truth of Scripture. That we need to lead well, not based on our own feelings or our own preference, but based on what God would really have us to do. Well, let me ask you a question. Have you heard the name Javier Sotomayor? Well, maybe not. But let me tell you about Javier. Javier Sotomayor was Cuban, and he currently holds the world record, the men's record in the high jump. In 1993, he set a jump of a record of 8 feet and a quarter inch. 8 feet and a quarter inch in the high jump. It's the longest standing record in the history of the men's high jump. Well, that's impressive in itself, but I don't think he would have even gotten there if it hadn't been for another man. Another man by the name of Dick Fosbury. Now, you may be familiar with the Fosbury flop. You may have heard about that. Well, the Fosbury flop is exactly the technique that Javier Sotomayor used to set the world record. But the Fosbury flop happened because Dick Fosbury, when he was in high school and college, was a high jumper. And he pretty much was doing it the same way as everybody else, with the same results for himself. It was fairly mediocre. He was not gaining any ground. Until one day, he decided to change things up. And he decided to change his approach. And so, if you've seen the Fosbury flop, you know that he runs and pivots and kind of elevates himself off of one leg, but turns his body where the back is going over the bar. And that was diametrically opposed to what had been going on for years and years and years. But one day, Dick Fosbury just decided to change his approach, and it was successful. No longer was he mediocre. No longer was he doing it the same way with the same results. But he came to the point where he realized he had got to change his approach. And you know, here's what I realized about that analogy, or this analogy, is that that's just like us in our walk in the Lord. It's our faith. Sometimes we need to change our approach. And just like Dick Fosbury, and I guess I don't understand the physics of it, but I do know what he did, is that when he ran up to the pivot point, to the jumping point, to the launching point, he realized with that one leg, to propel himself over, he had to get as low as possible. And in our case, we would call that humility or prayer, getting low with the intent of going vertical. And so when we think about launching or getting low to launch ourselves, we're talking about humility and prayer to lead us vertically to God. So that's what we learn here from the Fosbury flop. We also figure out that at some point, we've got to change our approach. What have we been doing for years and decades even in our faith about pursuing godliness? And we're not really feeling results. We're not feeling any different. We feel maybe even mediocre in our faith. Well, maybe it's time that we change our approach. At some point, we've got to choose what matters most. Following hard after Christ, to stand firm in the faith, to be strong, and to let everything that we do be done in love. We've got to figure out and choose what matters most to us. The cross, or living a life on our terms, with our preferences, with our feelings. And that's a daily battle. But you know what? We're not left to our own devices. God has given us a battle plan. And I think the first thing that we find in that battle plan is just what we talked about. It's about submission to Him. Luke 9:23 says, "And He said to all, if anyone would come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me." Taking up his cross daily, submitting to God, and then choosing to do that every day in submission, following Him. But then also, he says in Ephesians 6, and you're probably familiar with this, but chapter 6 of Ephesians, it's considered the armor of God. He talks about the armor of God, putting on that armor of God because of the battle that's being waged against us. And he gives us weaponry and protective armor that's covering us ourselves from head to toe with faith, the Word of God, with prayer, with righteousness. That's what we do. And then in James chapter 4, verse 10, it says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you. He will lift you up." So there again, we have that example of going vertical. If we humble ourselves, we will be exalted. If we humble ourselves before the Lord, He will exalt us. He will lift us up. Well, that's part one of our four-part series. And so I hope you come back next week. But in the meantime, I would love it if you would rate this podcast on whatever platform that you listen to it on. I really would appreciate that. Rate it. Leave comments. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook, or even send me an email, bob@therepurposedman.com. So until next week, I'm Bob Dyer, and this is the Repurposed Man podcast.